to do.
Jaya Lila Prema Dana Karana Prichu.
We heard that we can develop our Siddha Deha through our mind, and actually all process of developing Siddha Deha is going due to meditation in the mind. And the question is, how the process is going on? Should we imagine? Should it be like our desire, and we can imagine something, or and then due to our desires, we can meditate on some colors and some dress so on, or it should be like some revelation, and we should develop this revelation.
You're asking about Siddhadeha, the Swarup Siddhi, the perfect spiritual body that's lying in the spiritual world to be received by the perfected devotee, perfected sadhaka, the sadhana siddha, the sadhana siddha devotee. So obviously, you're saying, how does someone develop that in his mind? He thinks of the particulars of a Siddhadeha. And then you started to say about name and dress. So then it sounds like what the person is doing is simply he's following the pattern that's been established by over the last few hundred years by the traditional Gaudiya Parivars, because they have a pranali sheet. They have a sheet with the eight to eleven, not really 11. Generally, it's about eight or nine of the distinguishing characteristics of the Siddhadeha, like the Manjari name, the Manjari complexion, dress color, age, seva, sabhav, mood, ornaments, seva kunj, residence or vasa. These are the main things, eight or nine things. So this is what's given by what we call, what's given by the Babaji's when a guru gives siddha pranali, diksha. And your question appears to be that if someone is not following that traditional system and just on his own meditating on his self-created or designed or produce Siddhadeha, should he think about the name and the form and the complexion and the dress color and all these things? It sounds like he's just imitating the Babaji's teaching of the Siddha Pranali without the Siddha Pranali. The basic whole approach to Rag Bhakti is based on Rag, on greed, a genuine interest and desire to follow the Brajajanas like Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari and have their bhav and have their sevas. And practically speaking, because you asked two questions in one, you said, should one just consciously create and meditate a body? In other words, he gets his sheet from the Babaji's to tell these things. Otherwise, how would he have any idea that a Siddhadeha has complexion? A Siddhadeha is a perfect body made of prema and consciousness, Satchitananda form. So complexion is an attribute of skin. Radharani has a golden body, but it's not complexion, it's not a skin tone. White skin, brown skin, yellow skin, whatever, black skin, brown, whatever. But this is so, sounds like the person is imitating the Babaji. She said, oh, my name is so-and-so, and my age is so-and-so. Basically, it goes on one's ruchi, because the term everywhere is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It talks about manasa chinta deha, in your mentally conceived spiritual body. So when they're using this term, mentally conceived, antas chinta siddha deha means internal, and chintan means to think or meditate. Siddha deha, in English it's translated to meditate or to think about your spiritual body in your mind. It doesn't really say specifically there, although there are some verses from Sandarbhas where they say the guru reveals the siddha deha, or the guru gives. There are a few verses like that. But the general descriptions of siddha deha and thinking of it, it doesn't mention your guru given siddha deha. It doesn't say how you got it, it just says siddha deha. It's like Rupa Goswami says, and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, when Rupa Goswami is talking about Raghunuga Bhakti, he says there's external and internal, physical Raghunuga Bhakti sadhana and mental Raghunuga sadhana bhakti. Because we have a mind, we have a body, we have to engage both at the same time. I mean, that's part of the sadhana, is our mind and body. Just like in Vaidhi sadhana, our minds and bodies are engaged in serving Krishna. We're thinking of Krishna, we're thinking of our seva, we're serving. So in Raghunuga Bhakti, our minds and bodies are engaged in serving Krishna. More through meditation, more through smaran and meditation. Less with the active senses and distributing books and preaching and kirtan and sankirtan and all these things. It's more mental. Raghunuga Bhakti is mental practice. Meditation, dhyanam, simple smaran, and then dharana, then dhyanam, and jivana smriti, samadhi. There are stages of meditation. So there he says, Rupa Goswami says, seva sadaka rupena sirupena chatrahi. He says, in our sadaka rup, our physical sadaka rup, we serve Radha and Krishna. And in our siddha rup, which means siddha srup, or commonly called siddha deha. And it's called siddha deha also. And Lord Chaitanya, he was preaching through the mouth of Ramananda Roy in Madhya Lila, chapter 8, Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's called Ramananda Samvad. Vad means speech. Sam means complete. So the talks of Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya. But even during those talks, Ramananda Roy says, I'm speaking like a parrot. Actually, the one who has taught me to speak, the one who is actually speaking through me, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's speaking. So there, he says, Ramananda Roy, therefore, Gaudiya Vaishnava sadhakas, Gopi Bhava Angikara, they should accept Gopi Bhava. Gopi Bhava Angikara, Ratri Dina, Krishna Krita Smaran, day and night, They should accept Gopi Bhav, and day and night they should think about Radha and Krishna. Then in the next verse he says, Siddha Deha, Chintan, Manasa, Siddha Deha Chintan Manasa Seva, Krishna, Radha Krishna, Paya Radha Krishna Charan. And thinking of those pastimes, in his mind, in his siddha deha, he should serve in those pastimes. And by this, Sakhi Bhav Paya Radha Krishna. He in this bhava of Gopi Bhav, Sakhi Bhav, by doing this sadhana, Raghunuga sadhana, and Gopi Bhav, he will attain Radha and Krishna. This is in Madhya Lila, chapter 8. So there again, it's talking about your Siddhadeya. It doesn't say guru-given Siddhadeya or revealed in a dream Siddhadeya or designed yourself Siddhadeya. So there seems to be room in all these verses for one to create or develop or think of his own Siddhadeya according to his rag, his genuine attachment for such a meditation and for such service to Radha and Krishna in the mode of a Manjari Gopi, and according to his taste, his ruchi. And then, however he wants to see it, he may just think, I'm a young, like in Snat Kumara Samhita, there's some brief description of the Manjari Srup, and that's a generic Manjari Srup meditation in general. And that's repeated in a book by Dhyan Chandra Goswami called Gauragovinda Archana Smarana Padati. And in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, there are many verses by Prabodhananda Saraswati where he says, think of yourself as a Kishori Gopi with a beautiful thin waist and budding breasts and beautiful sari. So there are many scriptural statements that indicate that someone that had the greed for that and had the qualification of greed and intense taste and attraction, that he could independently start thinking that I'm a Manjari and I'm serving Radharani. But the most important thing to cultivate in the Raghunuga Bhakti is not the rupam, but the purity of mind, purity of heart, and develop the seva and the bhav of a Manjari. Develop the feelings and emotions and bhav and sentiments of the Sakhi Manjaris, the sentiments of humility and service and dedication to Radharani, and then all the different services that are required that Manjaris do. It's better to meditate on to read about and meditate on the Manjaris services, and not so much meditate on the form. The form will come at the level of bhava. Whether the guru gives you the siddha pranali and siddha deya to meditate on, or whether you write it down yourself on a piece of paper by your own desire, or whether you dream it up or you think it up or whatever you want to say, freelance, develop it, or you dream it, or you daydream it, or you nightdream it, or you say, Krishna came in a dream and told me. However you want to say, you can say any kind of way. But how many people are even saying that? And how many people are even interested to even think about that? And how many people are very interested even to try to create their own? Practically nobody. So if someone has that interest, that, oh, I don't, my guru doesn't give this siddha pranali, so I'll make my own. That's your greed. That's your interest. And why do you want this body? So I can meditate in this body, then I can meditate in a lila, and I'm serving Radha and Krishna like this. So you can have a very specifically created and appointed siddha sarup, or just I'm just a Manjari. Whether you have a yellow dress or a blue dress or golden skin or reddish golden skin, it doesn't really matter. What matters is your feelings. Everywhere it's talked about Gopi Bhav Angikara. Lord Chaitanya is saying Gopi Bhav Angikara, except Gopi Bhav. It doesn't say Gopi Deha. All the verses of CC, they say Gopi Angikara, except Gopi Bhav, except the Bhav of a Gopi, the mood, the feelings of a Gopi. So what are they? They are described in all the exchanges and pastimes. How attached they are to the Radharani and their sevas. You read the books of Raghunath Das, Stavavali, especially Stavavali, and Prarthana of Narottam Das, Utkalika Valari by Rupa Goswami, where they're talking about Manjaris and Kinkris and his own experiences as Tulsi Manjari, Rati Manjari. And there, Raghunath Das Goswami, he's talking all about sevas. I'm brushing Radharani's feet like this and like that and all these things. And like Radharani says, oh, you're such a wonderful servant. Why don't you become my intimate sakhi? And then there's a verse where Rupa Goswami says, oh, Radharani, even given the opportunity or position to become one of your Asta Sakhis or intimate Sakhi girlfriends like Lita Vishaka, I offer pranams to that. I offer respects to that. But I prefer simply to be your maidservant, just to be a humble servant at your feet. I don't want to have that intimate position. I want to keep my place there at your feet. So this is the main emphasis is to develop the feelings and of wanting to love Radharani like a mandri and wanting to serve Radharani with that intensity and that purity. That Radharani is your everything. And Das Goswami is praying, Vilap Kusumandri. This is a bhav, this is a feeling. And we can't imitate it. It's way beyond us. He's saying, Tavevasmi, Tavevasmi, Najivami Twayavina, Etivigaya Devitam, Nayamam Charanatikam. He says, oh Radha Devi, oh Radhika Devi, I can't live without you. Tavevasmi, Tavevasmi, Najivami Twayavina. Without you, I cannot live. You are my everything. Please understand this and take me to your lotus feet. So this is his viraha, his intense mood of separation. That's his bhav, that's his mood. We don't have it, but we pray to the book and we pray to him that let me have a drop of this mood of attachment to Radharani. And we're living very nicely without Radharani. We never remember Radharani. We never see Radharani. We've never seen Radharani. So we can't say, I cannot live without you. We can't say that. That's false. That's a lie. That's cheating. Kapat. So that's where he talks about his bhav. So the Vyalkusamandri is revealing the bhav of a mandri and the sevas. This is what the sadhakas and your friends, whoever, they should concentrate on cultivating this. Body, whatever it is, that you'll realize at the level of bhava. Whether you design it yourself or just think seva, think Radha and Krishna's pastimes, and think you're doing seva there, and think of the feelings and exchanges that are going on there, and pray for those, that gopi bhava to come in your heart, or a drop of it to come in your heart. This is the bhajan.